Concerns about the Broncos' run defense made headlines earlier this week, but as the team gets in full swing for their preparation against the Colts this week, one name made the rounds quite often, Peyton Manning.
He's a smart quarterback, maybe one of the best quarterback of all time, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it.
He comes out there, he goes through his gyrations or whatever, some are true, some are false, but he's a smart quarterback, not taking anything away from any other quarterback in the league. But this is a guy who lives, breathes, eats football, probably more so than you guys in doing sports. So he tries to know not only your strength, but your weakness. And that's a good quarterback to have, especially on your team, and a good one to actually be playing against.
Your Peyton Manning is a great game manager, and he does a great job of finding out what the weaknesses are. You know, one thing about him, he will exploit you if you mess up, and we don't need that.
As much as Manning has dominated the Broncos in years past, Ferguson says it is important to see him as just a normal player.
You can't worry about how great Peyton Manning is. You have to worry about how good you can be on your team, because if you worry so much about how good he is and his accomplishments, I mean, you're going to be so in awe and enamored with him, you're not going to be able to focus. So focus on what you do and what you do well, and just go out there and play.
Two areas the Broncos would like to focus on defensively for Sunday are creating turnovers and getting pressure on Manning from their front four so the rest of the secondary can concentrate on their receivers.
Oh, just their execution and just having, you know, just playing every down, and we need to try to turn it over. If we can turn it over a few times, we got a good chance of winning.
Yeah, we all know we got a great secondary, and you know, we take it up front. It's on us this weekend to really put some pressure on the four-man rush. And, you know, we got to do it in practice, and it pays off in the game.
But maybe the best defense could be the Broncos' offense. As a former New England Patriot, Daniel Graham knows as well as anyone the formula for beating the Colts and says the Broncos need to keep number 18 off the field.
Well, it's very important because, you know, their offense, they can score, you know, whenever they want to. And, you know, it's important that, you know, we hold on to the ball and, you know, keep our defense off the field. You know, it's going to be very important that, you know, we hold on to the ball and, you know, sustain long drives and keep our defense off the field, because the more chances you give them, you know, the ball, you know, the more chance they're going to get it, put points on the board.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.